This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, October 20, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government is preparing for the revival of the flight between Singapore and the city. Regina Rosa Tacson, head of the City Tourism Operations Office, said the airline that will serve the route, Singapore Airlines, is launching a chartered service between October 31 until March 2022, as it called the flight as Northern Winter Flight. Tacson said the airline has started securing clearances, including the landing clearance at the Francisco Bongoy International Airport. Visitors entering the city will also be required to undergo testing for COVID-19, as the city has an ordinance for the same purpose. Meanwhile, the regional office of the Department of Health bared that for the region to achieve herd immunity by the end of next month, it must increase the average number of vaccines provided daily to about 61,500. Dr. Janice Olavides, regional vaccination team leader, said the region has an average daily vaccination rate of 47,000 a day at present. Olavides said this is among the key issues that the regional task force and the local government units have been discussing, as about 3.76 million of its population need to get inoculated by November 30 to achieve herd immunity. In business, the Department of Finance-led Interagency Technical Working Group for Sustainable Finance, or Green Force, a partnership with the British Embassy Manila, is launching this week the Philippine Sustainable Finance Roadmap and Guiding Principles on the use of low-carbon energy in support of global efforts to fight climate change. The event will present the Philippine Sustainable Finance Roadmap and Guiding Principles on policy and regulatory gaps in promoting sustainable investments through finance, implementing sustainable government initiatives, facilitating investments in public infrastructure, and developing projects that promote sustainable financing in the Philippines. The master plan will also give an overview of the sustainable finance landscape in the Philippines. Meanwhile, the Robinson's Hotels and Resorts Group held a soft opening last week for the four-star Grand Summit Hotel in General Santos City. Arthur Gindap, Senior Vice President of the company, said this is for travelers looking for a better place to stay. Gindap said the hotel aims to build meaningful connections with its guests as it offers intuitive and personalized service. In sports, organizers of the Southeast Asian Games in Vietnam next year are planning to open the games in May 2022, said Philippine Olympic Committee President Abraham Tolentino. Although there are no specific dates just yet, Tolentino said the organizers decided on starting the meet within May to provide a year-long break to the next host, Cambodia, to prepare. In another story, the Philippine Basketball Association Philippine Cup Championship battle between Magnolia and TNT kicks off on October 20 at the Don Honorio Ventura State University Gym in Bacolor, Pampanga. The first three games of the series will be played every other day in the same venue. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.